So it doesn't matter about feelings. You know, feelings are important. I'm not saying they're not important, because they are actually important, but we are not led by them. You know, we're led by the Spirit of God. So no matter where we feel in life, you know, obviously a lot of people have gone through different things, which we know, different challenges, and they're only, you know, from that we only get stronger, because like Satan's stupid, because we go to God more, right? So God is with us anyway. He's working in us. He's arranging everything for us. He's going to take care of our needs. And the reason why he's going to take care of our needs, because he needs us to do his work, right? So God is faithful. He loves us. He cares for us. He's our Heavenly Father. We call him Father. We call him Daddy. And that's what he is. And we go to him in every situation. So, you know, we just stay with God. Like Sangeet shared it so many times. Just stay, you know, we just stay with God. What does that mean? Stay doing the things that you know to do. Stay doing those basic things. Stay strong. And I'm saying now, what God put in my heart on the Sunday leads me, and stay strong. So you're staying with God. Stay strong with God. Don't stay depressed with God. Don't stay down and out with God. Don't stay feeling sorry for yourself with God. Why ain't things moving in the way it should be? If God's got you to this point where you are now, didn't you think he's going to take you all the way? And God really does want us to enjoy this life. Yes, there's things that go on that, you know, that's sad, or, you know, or grab our attention for a while. We lose a loved one, or, you know, or an animal, like we had to have the dog put down. That was big on us, as well, because, you know, we had, it was a part of a family of dogs that we had, and they all went. That's why we got the other one now. Not just because of that, but because we love dogs anyway. So there's little things that can go on that can niggle us. It's just like a fly, you know, that just keeps popping there to annoy you. You try it here and it comes back and it annoys you. And that, you know, devil spirits and things in this world are just dogs without teeth. And if we just stay with God, like no matter what the temperature of your faith is, if it's little, if it's mediocre, or if it's high, we just stay with God, because he will never let us down. He's a God that is always with us, and we should be living from the place of the right-hand side of God, with triumph in every situation. You know, we live from the place of triumph. And it's where we put our thinking. It's where we, what our perspective is on a situation. And the great thing is that we can ask God for his perspective. And he will give us his perspective. He will give us the truths that will illuminate our hearts and minds, so that we can continue forward in those wonderful truths. And it's through those heavenly truths. It's through those wonderful words, rhema words, written words, logos words, you know, that we live and move and have our being from those wonderful words of life. The word from God and the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So that word needs to be in our heart and coming out of our mouth. And as I've always said, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it should eat the fruit thereof. This is where we use our authority. You know, when we declare what God says against a situation, you know, when we give other people encouragement against their negative situations, it gives hope. And God is a God of hope. He's a God of expectation, high expectation. We can really expect great things from God. And Abraham became fully persuaded on the words God spoke into his life, that not only was God able, but God was also willing to perform. And God watches over his words to perform them. He watches over it. He's magnified his words above his name. He's magnified the written scriptures and the things that we say above his name. And he watches over those words to perform it. In fact, when we speak the heavenly words, God can go to work. You know, we're giving him permission to go to work. We get God to work for us. He's working within us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. For him to work, we need to either take some action or declarations. We need to say what we want and not what we see. And it will always come back down to these simple things. These are simple truths that God has shown and highlighted to individuals and those that receive these words gladly, that really your words, the tongue is the rudder of your life. It sets the course of your life. But God gives you the words so that you can speak, so you're on his course. So God makes our feet like hinds feet. He sets us upon our high places. And really, like we really do need to pay attention to what God is saying above any negative situations. So we're not giving glory to old Splitfoot, because he is defeated foe. He is defeated. He is under our feet. He's under the feet of Christ. He's under our feet. And God wants us to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. God wants us to use the authority he's given us. He wants us to use this spiritual ability, which is above the world's ability. So when we use God's spiritual ability, this dunamis, this power from on high, then nothing can stand in your way for very long. It's going to get out of your way. Light dispels darkness. It's the introduction of light that dispels darkness. It's the entrance of God's word that bringeth and giveth light. God sent his words and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. So whatever's going on, we speak what we desire and what God energizes in our heart in a situation. So not everything will stay the same. If we keep saying the same things, then it will stay the same way. And God's given you the authority. God's given you the power. He's given me the power. We have to really see ourselves as that. We are people like Christ. We are Christ in this world. We are God's voice in this earth. We're the ones that are going to bring that message of God from God as that word and ministry of reconciliation to get others to come from darkness to light. And so when we line our thinking up with what God is saying and we meditate, let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable in his sight so he can go to work on them. Or we can speak the negative words and let the other person go to work, let the other entity go to work, right? But God is the creator of the heaven and the earth, and if we listen to him, like I said before, if you get turned up or you get bombed out about something, sit down. Okay, God, this is not on your timetable. These negative things are not from you. I know they're not so. Now help me to stay my mind on you. I'm coming to you for your direction, for your inspiration. So you inspire me with your heavenly thoughts. You give me the words to speak. You give me the direction to take. And you help me have that focus that you want me to have. And I determine to focus upon it. You've got to make up your mind to focus on those things. Or you make up your mind to dwell on the negative things. Or we continue to look at the situation. It's not going to get you anywhere. It's like Lot's wife. She looked back and she turned to a pillar of salt. We don't want to turn to a pillar of salt every two steps, right? We want to move forward with force. We are not touched by the financial force of this world. We're not touched by the physical force of this world or any other force in this world. That's who we truly are. This is the great authority we have and we can claim as sons of God. Yeah, it does say 3 John 1:2, beloved, you're his beloved. I wish, I desire above all things that you prosper and that you be in health even as your soul prospereth. God wants us to have a good journey through life. That's what it means. That's what it means to prosper and to be in good health is to have a good journey through life. It's to have a successful journey through life, and we can have it. We decide to have what God's given us. He's given it to us. Yes, I take this by the horns, and I'm going to run with it. I'm going to run with these wonderful truths, and I'm going to declare what God says. His word is my delight. Thy words have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against. Now, I might not miss the mark in any area, and it's a practice. God wants us to practice these truths. He wants us to be strong in these truths. He wants us to be strong in speaking in tongues. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. We've always given to you. He's equipped you. He's given you everything that you need and that I need so that we can move forward in the force of God, in the light of God, in the love of God, in the direction of God. So we don't need to focus on anything else other than that. If anything else comes in to disturb your peace, it's not from God. God is a God of encouragement. Yes, God can show us things that can convict our heart in different areas of things that we need to do. So we pay attention, acknowledge what, and that's what we do. God says, acknowledge me. Don't acknowledge the circumstances. Don't acknowledge any difficulties that might be arising, but you acknowledge God and you trust him with all your heart. You lean not unto your what? Own understanding, but in all your ways you acknowledge him. So in any situation you're in, acknowledge God. Father, you know exactly where I am. You know what it's taken you to get me where I am today. So I know I'm not a failure. I know I'm not going to fail. I know that you make a way for every situation. I know that you are a God that sees in order to provide, that you oversee your children, that you know exactly how to meet the need, but you just need our cooperation. God needs your cooperation. He needs a free will heart. He needs your free will heart to say, yes, God, here am I. I don't understand everything, but I'll go. I'll practice. I'll do these things. And so you make up your mind to do those things. God says it. Choose you this day, death or life. And God gives you the answer. Choose life. You know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty and freedom. And we don't have to stay where we are. You know, bring your desire before God. Bring your strong desire before God. If you're praying for laborers, is it a strong desire, or are you just doing it because we've been encouraged to do it? Is it in your heart, or are we just mimicking and not letting it get to our heart? We're just saying, well, yeah, they pray for laborers. They confess. They honor God. It's about the heart. This is where faith comes from. God builds that faith within your heart. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing the words from God and of God. Through the words that have been spoken, everyone is strong. Everyone on here is strong. And those that have been connecting and practicing, God has made you strong. God has provided for every need. God has super abundantly blessed you above your needs. He's made you blessed to be a blessing. You're already blessed to be a blessing. But as you practice, that comes into the reality of it. All these spiritual truths are spiritual. And to get those spiritual things into manifestation, we need to do what God is showing us at the time to do it. We need to practice. We need to follow the encouragement that's been given. That's why God gives some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. For what? The perfecting of the saints. For what? To do the work of the ministry. God wants us in such good shape that he's provided everything for us in the spiritual realm, through his heavenly words, for us to be in good shape if we only take it and receive it gladly. If we receive these heavenly words gladly, and then we move within the direction of those words. We focus our life in the direction of those words. There may be lots of other things, but God says, let first things be first. Look God first. Don't put him second. If you put him second, then you're not going to get the things that you need. And God's saying, look, put me first. I can really take care of you. What does it say in Matthew? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right way of living, and all the things that you desire will be added unto you. But we don't want to do it manufactured. Oh, we hear this and we do that, but it's not really in our hearts. Let the word get in your heart. Let it get down. Meditate upon it. Sit down sometimes and think about all these wonderful things. Think about who you are and what God's created you to be. Think outside the box. Don't think with inside someone's traditional box. But let God inspire you with his wonderful thoughts, inspirational thoughts and ideas. And as you act out upon them, as you just take that step of faith into the unknown, that's what faith is. You're taking a step into the unknown. God's giving you a word, but you can't see it physically in front of you, but you're taking steps towards it. Then everything comes together. So we just say, yes, God, when God gives a direction to your heart or through encouragement. Yes, God, I'll do this. I don't completely understand everything, but I trust this word is coming from you through whoever's delivering this word. Like Paul says, you know, we thank God. Like in Thessalonica, that when you received the words from us, you received it not as the words of man, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which is effective in you who believe. It becomes effective. Let the words that are being encouraged here be effective in you. How it is that you receive it and run with the ball. It's called a meek and humble heart. Someone that receives the word gladly has put away their own ideas of how things should be, and decided, okay, I'm going to follow this direction. I believe this is the direction God wants me to be. I don't understand everything. Some of it's a little bit alien to me or a little bit different from what I knew before. But I'm going to receive this and I'm going to move with this. This is how God got me to the point of where I am now. Because I had to go through that situation for me personally. It might be different from you. You know, I don't know. We're not all the same. But I know how God worked with me and how he brought me to the place and point of time I am now. And it's all by his mercy and grace. My part was to be humble. My part was to listen. My part was to listen so that I could then do. No, I diligently listened when I realized I wasn't getting anywhere. And I knew how to research the Bible. I knew how to do this Greek word, this Hebrew word, this Hebrew word, these different, you know, figures of speeches and stuff like that. But it didn't get me anywhere. Because God's a living God. He brings it alive, all these things to us, as we begin to move with him, as we trust him, as we stop listening to other people saying, you're not doing it right, you know, you're not going to scripture, you're not pointing things out. And like I said on the leaders meeting Sunday, if you go back and listen to this sharing now, you'll find there's many scriptures I've spoken. Jesus didn't carry the scrolls around with him, but he carried the Spirit of God, and he moved under the direction and anointing of God, the prompting of God. He was humble. He was meek. He was lowly in heart. And, you know, he encouraged people. See, it's all about encouragement. You've got to encourage people. You really do have to encourage people, even if people are kind of doing things wrong or going off to, or they don't really listen too much. Just keep encouraging. If they keep coming, you keep encouraging. You keep giving them the right thing from God. You know, and it'll get there. It'll get to their heart, you know. It got to my heart. Took a little, I must have had a lot of stones around my heart because it took me ages to pick up this right way. And I'm so thankful for it. And it is the way. This is the way. Walk ye in it. And I'm encouraging you these things because it has benefited my life. And I'm so excited to share the wonderful benefits of this wonderful practice and doctrine that I've receiving, that I've received and I am receiving. Like I'm going back again to India another time. And I'm so thankful for it. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have gone to India. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be going back again then to Norway. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have gone to Finland. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have gone to France and Spain and Portugal and other countries. God had opened up all these wonderful doors. He took me on a wonderful journey to show me where things were, to show me how people are and the different reactions and different responses, so that he could perfect in me the things that needed to be perfected so I could really minister for him. And really, if you want to see things move, God has to be first. He wants to be first. He really wants to be first. He wants you to lay down your knowledge and your understanding of things and your philosophy and your working out of things and receive these words. I'm telling you, if you do that, anyone on here that does it, that might be going a little bit of a different direction, you will see immediate change just by making the decision to listen and run with the ball. So when I went to India in 2020, probably the 20th, 21st time of going there, with a 4-year break in between that, I was ready to, I was hungry. I was willing to do whatever God wanted me to do. And he humbled me. And from that humbleness, then he lifted me up. He lifted me up. He gave me a voice. He gave me a voice. In other words, that people would listen. Not everyone may agree with it. Not everyone may listen to it, but there are people that are listening. And the ones that are listening are here right now. And there's other people that, that will listen to it later on. But God is building his church. God is going to do this. It's not you or me or our cleverness or our connections. It's our connection to God and where God wants us to connect. So, you know, we have to make up our minds. What do you want from God? What do you want to do with God? See, whatever you want to really do with God, if you're not really clear on that, what your direction is, because God's got a specific call on your life. There's a specific thing that only you could do. Jonah, he didn't want to go and speak to the city, right? And he tried to run away from God, but God had a nice well lined up for him. He said, oh, is that right? You're going to go over there, are you? I said, don't think so. I've got a job for you to do and you will do it. And so God will get you to your destination of what he wants you to do as long as you stay with God. And stay strong with God in those things. You know, don't be weak in the things that God's given you to do. Don't be weak in speaking in tongues. Don't be weak in connecting. Don't be weak in honoring God. You know, up everything with God. And that's what I do. I up everything with God. When I know in my heart, okay, Father, what's the next thing? Then I push in even more with God. Okay, God, you just show me, you give me the direction. I'll speak thy word. I will speak whatever you put in my heart and mouth. Whether no one listens, if it's from you, I'm going to speak it. And I know when it's from God. And God wants everyone encouraged and focused. And I'm glad that I'm going to India again, because I know there's so much more for me to learn, so many things I need to pick up. And there's lots of questions I still got to ask different leaders I've got in my mind that I'm going to do for me. That's going to help me want people that already proven themselves in that era of walking with God and leadership and increase and growth, because I want to give the best. I want to give the very best from God. I don't want to give anything from me. And I realize now that nothing is coming from me. It is coming from God through me. And lots of people have changed through this way I've been walking is because of God, because I'm doing what God wants me to do. I haven't got an agenda. The only agenda I got is to do what God wants me to do and to see great increase. So getting back to this increase is like, this is great. No, these fellowships are great for encouragement, and it's a lot of inreach, okay, to build God's people. But if we want to flourish and grow and become stronger, we need to be thinking of those that are sat in darkness, okay, those that need to hear the truth, a strong desire to reach out to others, and that we're going to let God do the work in that, that we're not going to, you know, decide, well, I'm going to go out and have a witnessing day, I'm going to go and do this, or I'll go up there, unless God's energized it in your heart. Because if he has, there will be an open door. If he has, someone will get to hear the truth. You'll be sowing a seed or watering a seed, or someone will be healed, someone will be delivered, someone will get to think about God. But he will direct it. God will direct. He knows exactly what he's doing. He when we look at the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, he directs them to many different people. And then he recognized when God wanted him to open his mouth. He was very bold. He was very strong. You know, when we look at Jesus Christ, he was very strong. You know, especially when it come against traditional religious leaders, you know, he knew the hearts of the people because God revealed the hearts to him about where people really were. And, you know, when he knew that people were misleading people, the blind leading the blind, he spoke up. You know, and God can energize that within you. We don't have to keep our mouth shut. No, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto wholeness, unto salvation, to deliverance, to a life which is an abundant life, a life of joy and happiness. This shouldn't be a struggled walk. It shouldn't be, even if things come up, it still should be a struggled walk, because we don't pay attention. I think many times when a believer, in myself in the past, when something come up, I would give it my full, oh, look at this situation going on. Oh, you know, I was doing so well with God and this come up. You know, it's because I didn't know who I was. I didn't realize who I was. You know, I'm a son of God. I got authority. God wants us to use our authority. We have the biggest name in the world, the name above all names, Jesus Christ. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And he really is Lord. And he's living in us via that Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not physically in us, but is the Spirit of God. All his attributes, everything that he was is in us. And he is the head of the church, right? So, you know, I'm in God's mafia. No, the Godfather, right? And, you know, he's my Godfather. And like, you know, you're not getting out of this mafia type of thing. But it's just the way my mind works on that, those areas. But God is really doing a great thing, guys. You know, if you're fed up of being anxious, if you're fed up of, you know, having money one minute and not money the next minute, you need to take heed and listen. You know, because God can get you out of all those areas, like he did me. He took me out of the muck and mire and showed me how to do things, because I went to him. God, show me how to be better with my finances. Show me how to really focus and be bold in speaking and declaring the truth that you want me to do. Show me what I need to do. I really want to know what I need to do. I've been told so many times by different people, different backgrounds, what I need to do, but it's never worked out until God directed me again and I connected back. And then I just knew in my heart, the joy and rejoicing in my heart. And as soon as I made the decision, like, God just went to work and done many great things for me, clearing everything out. And God backs up every word. You know, people can walk away. You know, I was sharing this with someone today. People can walk away from what we're doing, but it's when we walk away from them, they better worry. You know what I mean? Because there's a man of God or a woman God, if they walk away, which they wouldn't anyway, but if they did, then you need to worry. Like, you can go off anytime you want. You can come on here anytime you want. But we're here. I'm here every time, you know, by the grace of God. You know, that I there's lots of things I could be doing. Well, I can't make fellowship tonight. This has gone on. I can't do this tonight. I'm busy here. Or I can't do this. But you know what? I could do the same thing, but God's first. My finances. Oh, love, can we buy this? Can we buy that? We've got to pay God first. You know, I get up in the morning, God first, speaking in tongues, praying, thanking him for a great day. God first. If you want to see things flow to you, God first. Make him your agenda first. Father, what would you have me do today? Even though you might have work, you might have to go to work, and you might have different setup than what I've got. But God first, because then it starts to become easy in the things that you're doing. And he'll start teaching you things and showing you different aspects and angles to move from and who to speak to and who not and when to open your mouth, when to close your mouth. It's a walk with the Heavenly Father, and it's a dynamic walk. And all of us have got different types of walk, but we're all coming with the same doctrine and the same heart. Connections is so important. You know, God is not a God of confusion, but a God of peace, as in all the churches of a saint. A fellowship is a church. Where are you connected? Where does God want you to connect? Are you going there? Or are you one of these that likes to go to this fellowship, that fellowship, that fellowship, this fellowship, that fellowship, pick up all different types of doctrine, and then you're confused, and you don't see nothing happen, and you think, well, yeah, I'm praying for the laborers. Oh, yeah, I honor God, but nothing seems to be happening. Get focused. If whoever this is appealing to, God says, just focus on me. Do what I show you to do. If you do these simple things, connect where I want you to connect, practice the encouragement, you will superabound. You will start to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. It's dependent upon your soul prospering with the truth that you're receiving. Whether you're receiving it as truth, you know, you might be picking apart in your mind what I'm saying now. If you are, forget it. You might not even come on it. But God is at work, and God will make you fruitful. You can't make yourself fruitful. You just stay within the vine. And then God will make you fruitful. You be humble and meek. You be tender. You be ready to do. Be a person to say, here I am, Lord, send me, above anything else that's going on. When we keep God first, then he'll take care of the problems. God says, you take care of my business, I will take care of your business. So laborers, you know, the laborers were mentioned tonight. You know, Jesus saw the need, and there was a need for laborers. And he said, so what do? We pray to the Lord of the harvest. But it's got to be from the heart. It's got to be a desire for that laborer. If you want one, and you desire it with a genuine heart unto God, and you're praying fervently for that laborer, he will send. If you want to do the work of God and have an audience where you can share and encourage because you just love speaking his words from your mouth, then he'll bring those people to you, because he knows you're going to do what he wants you to do. He wants every one of his children to have this way of living in life. But again, everyone makes different choices and decisions, right? Some people put something else above God in an area. And if you do that, you're not going to flourish and grow in that area. So whatever area you feel you need to flourish and grow, then put God first in that area and start listening and asking God, right, show me what to do, and I'll do it, Lord. Even if I don't understand it fully, I know what I'll get to understand as I do it. And this is how God's kind of walked me by faith. It's a walk by faith. Because first of all, we can't see what's going to happen. But it's as we take a step into the unknown, is this going to happen? If I honor God, will he bless me? I don't know. It's like, you know, where is it going to come from? But we do it in faith. We take that step. We take that action. Speaking in tongues, is it really doing anything? Is it perfect prayer? Is it really connected to the heart? Yes, it is. We're doing it by faith, right? When we pray, even. We're praying by faith that someone's listening there, right? And God is listening there. He really is. And he's building our confidence. He's building you up. You know, what will tear that down is backbiting, is talking chitter chatter, rubbish. You know, knocking a minister, whoever that may be, or putting things down, or they're not doing it right, they're not very focused, these will destroy your own blessings. So our words should always be good words. We should always have fair speech, just like God's speech about you is very fair. You know, when we deserve condemnation and judgment, God gave us grace and mercy, right? He gave us sonship. He made us an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. He's blessed us with everything. We are complete in Christ. That's the words that need to be coming out of our mouth rather than we have lack here and we have lack there. That may be the physical reality, but the spirituality supersedes that. And when we start thinking and speaking, when our confession, Danny mentioned it, when our confession of faith is in alignment, then God goes to work. Everything starts to change around you. It really does. When God showed me, Lawrence, you've been saying what you see. You need to say what you want and not what you see. Everything started to change. Everything. Everything within me, it started because I started to say. I started to practice. Yeah, it was in a manufactured way, but I needed to begin somewhere. Now it's led by the Spirit of God. And I do it energized by God. So when we let God work in us, which He's always working within us, when we recognize He's working in us, and then we start to do these things, whether it seems stupid in your heart and mind, or whether you think, is this really working? You ain't going to know until you start practicing it. And then the more you do it, the more faith rises up in the heart, the more strength comes from within you, the more you start seeing results and open doors. There's things I pray for God for. I'm not going to tell them all because it gives away my little secret. But the point is, there's things I pray for. And if I want to speak to someone, that person will ring me that day. Because I go to God, Father, I haven't heard from this, but get them to ring me. You know, you can hear me. You can communicate to them. Wake them up, kick them up the bum, and get them to call me. And do you know what? They call. Every time, same day, every time. If there's someone that's in my heart, and I'm wondering how they're doing, they haven't really connected, I ask God, Father, get them to call. And they call. That's just one little thing I'm telling you. Finances, I go to God for it, He takes care of it. But I honor Him with my substance. But I'm also His son, He's going to take care of me. He wants to keep me blessed and happy, so I keep moving forward with Him. You know, alright, other people might want to go through hardships and struggles, thinking they're working for God, but that's not how God designed it. You know, we might see things in the scripture with Paul's life and all that, but that was his choice also on a lot of those things. Just have a look at it. Just have a look at the records. God gave him grace like He's given us all grace. You know what I mean? And don't forget, I think Paul also had a paradigm of that he persecuted the church. You know what I mean? So there's lots of things that we can look at. And if you think outside the box, God can then highlight it to you and you see it in the scriptures. And so this is how God's been working with me. So, you know, really, what do you want? Like, again, I bring it back like when I started off in 2020. What do you desire? What do you want? Make your mind up you're going to go for it. Make that decision. Yeah, okay, I'm going to go for it with a full focus. I don't just want to go through the mill. I don't just want to do the Thursday fellowship, get blessed for that moment, and then go back to where I was before. But I want to go higher and higher in my understanding, in my heart, in my relationship with God. It always starts with our relationship with God. And then what flows in us should flow through us so that other people's needs are getting met. And when we say, Father, I'm your vessel unto honor. Whatever you want me to say and do and speak with an individual or a group, I'll speak it, whether I get pushed back or not, because that's not on me. That's on you. You have to take care of even that. And Father, you promote me so I can speak thy word, that you give listening ears, and you'll bring people so that they got a chance to hear and repent and come and be saved and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord. So I'm fully focused on doing what God puts in my heart to do. I'm fully focused on receiving the words that I receive from my minister, the encouragement I get. I'm going to be fully focused watching, observing, and listening to what's being said when I go to India. And I'm going to keep that within my heart. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to replicate. It's going to be replicated. It's already replicating right now. For me, it's already doing it. God's already doing the work. He's going to make it happen. Now, when I got given those two words of prophecies, 2003 and 2013, from two different people about what I was going to do, is already in full action now. It's already began. God's cleared out the path. He's got rid of certain people that were hindering that. And he's still carrying on doing that as well. And whatever's going on, he's going to get me to the destination that he's chosen for me before the foundations of this earth. The work he's given me to do will be done. The work he's given to you will be done. But you've got to have a focus with God. You just got to stay with him. Stay strong in the things that you're encouraging and learning now. Some of these things you may not agree with right now, what I'm saying, but God will give you understanding if you've got a humble heart. God, is this Lawrence saying the right things here? Is he just chomping his gums? Or is he speaking from you? And the only way you know is put it to the test. Put it to the test. Practice it. Do it. Give it time. Let it grow. Let God show you. And he will show you. So God's got something specific for every one of you. And it is great outreach. It's about the outreach. It's about people coming from darkness to light. From the power of Satan to the power of God. God wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Really, our focus shouldn't always be about us and what's going on with us. It should be about what God wants us to do for him and about the great outreach. And for the kingdom of God, that we plunder hell and populate heaven with the heavenly truths that God's given us to use. And we don't want to waste time. We've had enough time wasted. Now God says, now I've made you strong. I've equipped you with everything. I've given you great words and direction. Are you going to receive it? Are you going to do it? Are you just going to procrastinate and stay as you are? Year after year, day after day, week after week, month after month. God says, now's the time for change. You know, and God's going to remove certain things out of your life so you can move with him. He'll get your attention one way or another. And he'll do it lovingly as well because he's a loving God. And then you'll be so thankful to him. Father, I'm so thankful that you've done these things for me. At the time, I didn't understand it. At the time, I didn't understand what I was going through. But now I know that you was doing all these things to position me for your greatness, to bring you glory. Because every time you prosper, every time you're successful, you are bringing glory to God. You know, and we should acknowledge God and all the blessings that he gives us. Acknowledge God. It's not because you're so smart. It's not because I'm so smart. It's because God's grace and love for us. God wants the glory also, you know. And what a privilege is that we can be a part of this wonderful work of God. You know, and that we were in his thoughts. And that he's called you. Many are called, few are chosen. Many are called, many are born. But there's only a handful of people that really want to do it, right? Want to do it God's way. But there'd be more people do it if we speak the heavenly truths. And so this is what we see in India. This is what we see in Nepal. There's great joy and rejoicing. And, you know, we can buddy up with people like that, but if we ain't doing that, what's the point in buddying up? You're just going to live off their blessings. God wants you to live off the blessings he's got for you. He wants you to follow the example that is there. Take it, run with the ball, grab everything you can, every truth you can, make it your own with God. Go to him, say, now give me this. Show me how they're doing it. What have I got to do? Whatever it is, God, I'll do whatever it is. I'll give up whatever I need to give up. And this is where God brought me, and he's still working in me in different areas, and I'm growing and I'm developing. And I just want to encourage people. As you know, I can speak, and I love to speak the words from God, and I love to encourage people. And sometimes we just have to really be direct on different things, because if we want to grow, then I'm not going to pamper you. Like a minister doesn't pamper. Jesus Christ didn't pamper anyone. He loved them by giving them the truth. Like the rich man, you know, what do I need to do to be saved? You know, well, what does the law say? Love the Lord thy God with all that. I've done this from my youth up. But the biggest need was that he loved his riches more, right? And then he told him what to go and do. And he becomes sad. Now, we don't know. Later on, he could have sold all those things and gone and followed afterwards. I don't know. But the point is that Jesus told the truth. He gave the people what they really needed so that they could grow, that they could check their own heart of where they were and the directions and steps and the things they needed to change. And once they decided to change, God would help them with that change. Because it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of the living God. And so focus on him. Say, Father, help me focus on him, on the things that you want me personally as an individual daughter or son of God. What do you want me to do? How am I adding to this fellowship? How are we causing things to grow? And, what is my part? And How can I be a great blessing here? And so this is the things that we need to kind of think about, go to God in prayer about, you know, because really we should be flourishing, growing even more. And I believe that there's going to be a great explosion very soon of new labourers, new things. God is giving new things now. We want to stay on the train. We don't want to get off the wrong stop, right? Just stay on the God train, you know, God's gravy train. He wants you happy, joyous. He wants you blessed in what you're doing, not struggling, straining. He wants every individual to enjoy. But what have you got to do? What have you got to change? There's things I know. I just know by the Spirit of God that we all need to change. And as we go to God, He will show you what you need to do so that you can receive the fullness of what He's got for you. And we all need to change at times, right? There's, you know, different perceptions or different angles on things or attitudes. But God is doing His perfect work within you. And He's made everyone on this, every single individual. And so He's not a respecter of persons, but He is of faith. He loves you. He cares for you. He tenderly cares for you. He watches over you. And He's going to wake you up in a way that you can respond and realize, oh, I need to do some of these things. Perhaps I haven't been practicing this. Perhaps I haven't been doing this. Perhaps I've been looking in the wrong area. Because we've all done it. We've all done it. It's just being honest enough with yourself to say, yeah, I kind of going down the wrong road there, but that's fine. Thank you, God, that you love me enough to bring me back in. So this is what I wanted to share, and I love you, and that was just a few things.